Hey there, dudes and dudettes. Time to wax up your boards and go catch the big wave over at the LPN Beach Blanket Bingo. One night only at the Balboa Theater in San Diego, October 20th. Come and check out all of the cool cats and the crazy dogs at LPN. Every show in the entire network, each one pulsating and grinding in front of you for your entertainment pleasure. We're all gonna catch the big kahuna. And I'm talking about that big greasy guy. I'm talking about a wave.
Ew, it's seaweed. It's seaweed.
Just so you know, it's gonna be inside of a theater. So any physical wetness you experience is your own personal body heat or the sweat of one of the performers. Come and check it out. I'm certain if there's a podcast flavor you need on your tongue, we got the spoon for it. Beach Blanket Bingo, baby. Come on, girls, let's dance.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I know because my back is so wide and long, I'm like a triple C.
I can't even imagine what my tit size would actually be if you did properly measure me.
I don't know if
we should do that.
I've never got it properly done.
Dude, for Science Stories, excursion, you know what we should do at some point?
An excursion. Victoria's Secret.
Let's go get measured for bras.
The bra.
Why don't we get measured for bras? Let's get a tailor in exciting. Here.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
I would like to find out what my actual cup size is.
All right.
Wouldn't that be incredible? Because I wonder, you know what I bet it is? They're really nice.
Whoa, mama. What up, everybody? Welcome to Side Stories. Ben hanging out with Henry. It's a special edition. We're going to discuss the stories that we learned about this year that have officially ruined our minds, stuck in our brains, and made life more difficult. So we've chosen a couple of stories each. The tales that really made our blood boil. In 2023.
Some actually make me feel pretty neutral.
Yeah, I'm pretty neutral in a lot of them also.
But a lot of them, I remembered them. And so this is about the stories that haunted us.
Yes, the stories that haunted us.
Because I was looking at, because, you know, I love mine. Do you watch body cam footage?
Sometimes, if it's warranted. I don't just randomly watch body cam footage, but sure.
I watch it for hours.
Just random body cam footage.
I just go on my various little YouTube true crime holes. Yeah. I watch a lot of YouTube.
But like, I mean, is anything happening?
Well, some things happened. Like this one where it was this couple was caught having sex on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And it was like, but again, if you look at the couple, like, you're just like, oh, them.
Lucky day to be a Ferris wheel.
It looks like.
Well, who cares? Love is blind. Love doesn't. Doesn't discriminate there.
They had to see something in order to put it inside of each other, right? You can't be that blind if they're having sex with each other.
What are you talking about? They're a normal looking couple. He's got a big beard. Know. She's got a face.
Why can't more, like, I don't know. We need to get some A-tier people having public sex. That guy looks like a fucking discount version of Rock Terrio.
Well, I don't know. He looks like certain people that record podcasts. The woman is fine. You know what, Henry Thomas? I think that you're being a little bit of a negative Nancy here.
I might be.
When it comes to couples, they're in love, and I would rather them having sex on the Ferris wheel as opposed to shooting it up.
Yeah, rather than fighting. Yeah, I guess that is
true. But then again,
this is a Puritan country.
We can't live in a world where they don't do either. Sometimes enjoy the Ferris wheel.
I don't like Ferris wheels.
No, I don't understand. I'm afraid of heights.
I hate
so
them.
So it's like, it's not
slow moving.
Yeah.
I hate them. I hate a Ferris wheel. Well, I hate a Ferris wheel.
Ever since Beverly Hills Cop 3, they've really given me some traumatizing thoughts. What would happen if Axel Foley wasn't there to save you when you're stuck on said Ferris wheel? Mm-hmm. Well, I will begin.
I will also say straight up, you know who also is not like being exonerated by time is Chris Watts, the Family Annihilator.
No, why would he ever be exonerated by time?
People really...
What, did you think there was going to be a big, like, glow-up?
I was really hoping to get... Because you know how, like, these days, there's always a backlash to the backlash to the backlash?
But he's a Family Annihilator. This isn't like Lizzo.
Canceled.
This is.
I actually was
he's
surprised.
He's not about being canceled.
I mean,
this is about
believe,
murdering
like,
his whole
family. Can't we uncancel this man?
No, that's not what that's about.
Can we uncancel? Hasn't he been through enough?
Canceling is more superficial. He murdered his whole family.
He annihilated them. Okay,
yeah, first so of that's all, even worse.
It's, annihilation is almost kind of nicer in a way because there's nobody left.
okay, there's the documentary Suburban Nightmare. He is also just the epitome of the guy that I hate, which is, you can tell he's like, actually,
he preaches in
he's
jail
a well actually guy. Of course he fucking preaches in jail.
I'm just saying, look, think about this. We've dragged this man's name through the coals.
No, we haven't.
We've raked this man over the coals for so long. And these, think about, like, isn't it time for him to have the backlash to the backlash to the backlash to the backlash?
No, I think it's time for him to have just a horrible, horrible experience in life in general.
I guess I must be Jesus-like in my turning the other cheek nature.
That's absolutely not true. All right. Well, my first story, we're going to Kalamazoo County, Michigan. Conservation officers approached this dude. He was sitting in the park. Yeah, he was in a PT Cruiser. The conservation officer knocks on the guy's door, says, "Hey, what you doing in there?" And the guy's like, "No, I'm just here to watch the owls." It also turns out he had a big old 24 ounce of Natty Light.
Yeah, what he was doing was watching his bowels.
He was watching his bowels, watching the owls, and drinking some Natty Ice beer.
Well, he nothing wrong the with that. Cruise.
Well, hold on. And then the officer said, "How drunk are you on a scale of 1 to 5? And then he said, "I'll be honest, I'm a 5. So that was good. And then the cop said, "Oh, God dang it. So you got to get out of the car. That is a sobriety test halfway through." And you know this. When you got to go, you got to go.
Oh, I know.
And Natty Ice. Do you remember drinking Natty Ice? Do you recall?
I mean, I feel like you didn't if you do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Natty Ice is for, it is quantity, not quality. The whole point to drink Natty Ice is to be as absolutely obliterated as humanly possible.
So the guy, he gets out, he does the sobriety.
The guy asked him, "What was his, how are you doing?" He's just like, his blood type was pure, natural ice.
Absolutely. So halfway through, he's doing the sobriety test. He's got a shit. He drops his pants, to his credit, down to his ankles, and he defecates near the rear of the PT Cruiser on the bumper. So he was arrested and later taken to the hospital for a blood draw. On the way there, the man noticed that the CEO was using his GPS. And then the guy said, "I can't believe you're such a fucking pussy that you have to use your GPS." And then the guy said, "I'm the drunk one. I'll give you directions." So he was confident because of the Natty Ice.
It's fine.
He was also happy because he just defecated in chat. Mm-hmm. He was also kind of at peace because he did see some owls. And also, isn't that fun when you get to one up the CEO and be like, "You don't even know how to drive, you loser."
Driving drunk, taking a public shit, owning a PT Cruiser. About the same.
Absolutely.
I would say across the board, this is where I got into some heat earlier this year talking about my anti-PT Cruiser stance.
Well, and again,
I've had several people who drove PT Cruisers, obviously highly defensive, immediately afterwards just saying why their PT Cruiser was different, why their PT Cruiser lifestyle was different.
Oh, sure.
But I don't know, because this guy, I want to say, unfortunately, this guy's your mascot.
He is, and he's a little granola. He likes to be outdoors. Also, as Henry said, during the blood draw, which I had done with me when I got my DUI when I was 19.
Well, that's how you kick it off. Essentially, what you want to do is, if you're trying to beat the system, you say no to the breathalyzer, you say no, and then you try to get back to the station so you can get the blood drawn so that your blood alcohol content can be lower because there's been a couple hours between the last time you had a drink.
Completely inaccurate. Opposite logic is what you want to use there, Mr. Zabrowski. The blood draw shows much more alcohol usually than the breathalyzer.
But it depends on how long it's been and since you last drank. So if you were just drinking and the cop gets you, if you get the breathalyzer, it's going to spike. But, I mean, we're not always advocating on how to get out of a DUI. It's just more like, just think about, strategize.
I was young. I was also 19. So I blew 0.8, which technically was the legal limit. But even though I still got charged because I was underage. But anyway, as Henry alluded to.
Yeah, you were a child still, yeah.
Big boy. I also didn't help when the guy was like, "Let's do a field sobriety test." And I said, "I couldn't do that if I was sober."
See, that's funny.
So that was funny. And then I also ate some pizza and then
that's admitting
cried.
To guilt. Yeah.
I didn't quite realize what was going on there. So anyway, she stuck the needle to draw some blood and he said, "It's all beer. Not going to lie to you." As Henry said,
pure natural ice.
So that was a story that stuck out to me, and really no harm, no foul. It doesn't seem like you hurt anybody. Again, I don't know. It's a PT Cruiser. Yes. I will say, in their defense, headroom. They have headroom.
It's fine. And it is just that it's got bad. It's got bad brakes. It's got horrible driving controlling. Like, it's horrible to drive.
You're also tying it.
It sways back and forth.
You're tying it to the rise of Riverdance and Swing.
I can't separate.
There was a cultural phenomenon.
It is what I said before. It is the Maroon 5 of cars. And that holds.
Wow. Wow.
Look at this fucking car. We got Rob.
That's
us showing
not so
us.
Bad. Look at the one that's a truck.
That is called, that might as well be called the BT date rape. That is the worst car I've ever seen. It's a
BT Cruiser.
It's got custom flames on the side of it.
Flames?
This is not bad. Because you know what I like about this one? So we're right now here. This is for $44,000. This is a drop top custom Chrysler PT Cruiser with the you know what it reminds me of? In Australia, they have those little trucks. I'm going to call them utes.
Sure.
You've seen those? You remember those when you were in Australia? I love those little trucks.
Little trucks, yeah.
But the sedan trucks.
Yeah, I remember the little trucks.
Yeah, they're great.
Did you? Yeah.
Because I don't need a big truck because I'm not compensating for my tiny penis.
You like your little truck?
No, I do like my little truck.
I'm going to get you a bicycle helmet for your birthday, I think.
Why does this make any sense? You just have a big truck. You're 6'7".
I know.
You have to have a big truck.
The way that you said that you just like little trucks.
I do like my little truck. It works.
It's cute.
I'm a little guy. Oh. I have to drive a little truck.
No.
If I drive a big truck, you guys all make fun of me.
No, I'm not making fun. I'm not even talking about the truck.
If I drive a little truck,
I'm just saying, the little truck. You just like, I like the Australian. I like the little
trucks. I do like the little trucks. I like little cars. I like fast little cars.
I know. Okay, what
You
story?
Just like your big car because your legs don't work.
No, it was just the way that you said it.
Your veins are going to kill you.
It was just the way that you said you liked little trucks with a naivete and an innocence that I don't often hear.
Just let me experience something childlike.
I like little trucks.
I like little trucks.
All right. Well, now what story 2023 really?
I've been rocked. I've been rocked. No, this year, because there's a lot of big stories, right? We covered Lori Vallow.
Yes.
We did, you know, I'm going to go through all of
saga. That was 2 years. Wasn't that like 2 years of content?
Yeah, bro. And that, it all started in 2020. It's 3 years
Jesus
of show.
Jesus Christ.
She's finally in fucking jail. Alec Murdoch. We covered him fairly extensively. The UFO disclosure trickle. You know,
it was more of a, it was a bigger than a trickle.
Since we're getting there, you know, it's a slow rollout. But the story, one of the stories that really stuck to me.
Okay.
Was, again, we learned a new context to the term blowing off steam.
Okay.
Which is the State College man. He was a professor by the name of Themis Matsoukas, who was found on hiking cams. He used to do this activity that he said that, again, it was just his hobby, where he liked to go out on a hiking camp.
A felony?
He used to put on a ski mask, shirt, no pants, hiking boots, and then he would watch pornography and jerk off while a dog licked his asshole.
Well, now how did I? Now I must have blocked this one out.
Oh, yeah. And he said that he did it all again. To blow off steam.
To blow off steam. Wait a second.
He was so embarrassed because he was, more than anything, inside obviously the criminality of it, the bestiality of it, eventually be putting on a sex offender list and all the kind of stuff. He mostly was stressed.
It sounds
and
like
this is how he did it. This is how he got rid of it.
He does have a little bit of a Lilith Fair vibe going. So he's got the boots, right? He's got the shirt. And he's got
in the mouth of a retriever.
Oh, don't do that. That's a good parody song there. I love that one. But he has no pants or underwear on.
No.
So he's got the boots. He's got the shirt.
Yeah,
he's got the ski mask.
Listen, you could teach a dog to fucking do analingus, but it's extremely difficult for a dog to figure out to fly.
I understand.
That is the hardest part, truly. It's hard for a dog. Mm. A dog can't make a reservation for a restaurant.
No, they can't do a lot of things.
There's a lot of things a dog can't do, but just straight licking.
They can't. They also don't want to do that.
No, you got to lead them to it.
So may I ask then, so the man had to be registered as a sex offender.
Not yet. This guy.
That's the guy.
Wow.
Holy, you can't fucking
trust
anybody.
If you look at this man's face, he looks like, you know what? Dan Castellaneta, the guy who voices Homer.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
He kind of looks like the voice of who voices Homer.
Yeah.
If Dan Castellaneta liked getting his asshole, absolutely. Because number one, you better hope it's just licking. Because once his dog's teeth getting in there, you know for a fact that you're going to get some nips. You're going to get a couple of little.
I don't like to think about it.
They don't know. It's not like how you train someone you're with to not use teeth.
So anyway, yeah, go up here to this article here. So this guy, again, he worked at Penn State. Now, I do recall Penn State's been going through a lot.
Oh, yeah, it has been for a couple of decades. Now.
And I don't know why anyone would still go there. But anyway, he has been.
He was doing this since 2014.
Wow. Penn State says Matsukas, whatever the hell his name is.
Tamas Matsukas.
Has been relieved of his responsibilities.
No, I like the term relieved of his responsibilities. It is on leave. As if it was a burden that we were all faced with.
He was a chemical engineering professor, and he does look like any politician. He looks like you just walk past him in the street. You really can't trust anyone. So anyway, he was 64 years old. He was butt-ass naked again. Why did he start doing this?
He was on the Penn State Chemical Engineering website.
You're going to want to get rid of him, Penn State.
He's still on there. You're saying that he's a teacher. He's a professor of chemical engineering at Penn State. He's taught graduate and undergraduate courses in chemical thermodynamics over 20 years. Wait a second.
Man who has his asshole licked by a dog. So that's the lead.
Yep.
It's like going back to Lori Vallow when they're
alleged.
Idaho mom. No.
Alleged.
You're not a professor. Jeffrey Toobin. No, you're not a legal analyst. You're a jerker off on Zoom. And then who did legal analyst work?
Here we go. According to PETA, this is an update. The district attorney's office may be telling people that the warrant was denied and this case is out of his hands. And it may also be telling that because the alleged perpetrator apparently placed the dog in the custody of a family member. The dog isn't currently at risk.
I don't know. Technically, he did everything PETA wanted him to do. He says when he was talking with a reporter, I'm done. I'm dead. You don't understand. And as Hedren said, I do it to blow off steam.
Key number one. You know what you say in this situation like this? Not me. Deep fake. Right. That's first of all. That's what I would first say. First of all, not me. Must be a deep fake. That's what I would do first.
Even weirder than I thought.
Yeah. The guy. Yeah. He's saying do it. No.
Do
the,
it.
He's doing nothing.
No, he has done this.
Oh, yes.
He didn't say, I did it.
For eight years.
So he was wearing, as we mentioned, but I just want to stress one thing. So he's wearing the ski mask, shoes, a backpack.
And he was not skiing.
And a wristwatch. Just to make sure he was right on time. You don't want to be late. Nothing worse than that.
Oh,
so
my God.
Can you imagine?
Nipsey, get off of me. I got to be at dinner at 6.
You're in the Rock. It's Rock.
God damn it, Nipsey. Take a look. Oh, my God. It's 6:45. Alex Trebek's final transmissions on it. I mean, they're replaying it. I got to get to my television.
They say they got him because of multiple trail cameras, right?
Yeah.
And it was at the Rothrock State Forest.
So one of my favorite stories.
Oh, my God. Well, that is a great one. All right. Well,
I love this story. Beginning to end, they're saying it's a... And really, in the end, what he's most guilty of is clogging up these hiking trails.
And, you know, there's
one of the biggest crimes.
That's not even in it.
Just the awkwardness.
Because I don't think he did it on the trail. I think he was slightly off the beaten path.
Well, this is kind of the issue, is that this is how they found him. Is that if he just, let's just say, managed to have the fucking necessary shame
to
hide this thing, he would have kept doing this. If he did this in his garage, he'd be getting his asshole licked right now. But instead of doing it in his garage like any normal bestiality, I'm going to say content maker, he would be fine. He would be, no one would know. He'd be teaching chemical engineering right now.
Well, apparently he still is at Penn State. Yeah, I guess he did this near the restroom, so he
did it right on camera. He did it right on camera. There's no way. No way he didn't know, but hey, I guess what?
Well, I mean, you might not know that there's cameras in the woods.
It's because you're so busy getting your fucking asshole chewed out by a dog,
Lordy,
that you are distracted.
Oh, okay.
That your eyes aren't on the GD prize.
All right. Well, let's see here. Let me go to a story that scared me. Teenagers are horrible and horrifying.
But I'm afraid of each one of them.
In their own way. But I'm just saying from a general perspective, as a teenager once.
They have nothing to lose. They're as jacked as they're ever going to be.
Crazy.
They have no idea that there's a future. All they want to do is ruin everything that they touch.
You have the body of an adult and the mind of a child. Usually you think of like rogue gangs of boys. In this case, it was girls. 18 girls charged with murder in Toronto.
This is a horrible story.
This story is crazy. 18 girls have been charged with second-degree murder for the stabbing death of a 59-year-old dude.
Yeah, they all stabbed a homeless man to death. It was not nice.
It was not nice. Three, but this is straight up. Remember the horror movie Them?
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of that. It was remade as I think the they remade it with Liv Tyler. It was also good.
The Strangers.
But Them, the original, I believe it was
Them
French.
Is much better.
It's fucking
very fucked up.
Kids are scary.
Kids scare me.
Three girls, three of the eight were 13, three were 14, and two were 16. The girls met on social media.
You literally have no idea what they do is crime forever. They have no idea. Their brains are destroyed.
It is insane. They have been released. They were released under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. Police have no evidence that suggests the girls knew the alleged victim, but they got together online and they were just like, let's go kill this guy, some random guy.
It's very scary.
They called it a swarm. And I guess they just chose this guy because, again, he was an easy suspect, or he was an easy victim. Rather, it was 10:15 in the morning, and the man was socializing with another person when the group of eight approached them. The entire incident unfolded in under 3 minutes. The man was taken to the hospital by paramedics.
Horrible
life-threatening
story.
Injuries, and officers from the 52 Division arrested the girls nearby and recovered a number of weapons. This is scarier than anything to me.
It's very scary.
Three 14-year-olds and a couple of 16-year-olds, you're just like, what the fuck is happening?
I would rather be in a world of ex-cons than around 15-year-olds. I'd rather hang up because at least they understand gangbanging's a way of life, but it ain't a way to live forever.
It's also interesting it takes place in Toronto, a place that, oftentimes...
No,
you
it's
think
because
this
can't,
is,
they're all just as bad as us.
Well, they're maybe even
worse.
It's
just underneath the surface.
Maybe even worse.
Very sad.
Yes. Apparently, they also stole some booze.
Whoa, man.
So, that,
and for
so
that,
that's not
you
good.
Really gotta, guys, gotta, what do you want to do there? You see, if you're really trying to get some alcohol, what you gotta do is you gotta find a guy named Joe.
Yeah.
And you gotta seduce him by telling him that you're gonna make love to him. But then when he got the booze, you leave him high and dry.
You leave him alone. Yeah, so this is what the cop said. He says, we really can't see what the connection is with these eight young ladies right now, but our sense is right now that there's probably some sort of social media component to it.
These guys are morons. These are fucking morons. I have a sense. What are you, a fucking psychic? You're sitting there going, let me think what this could possibly be. Yeah, they're not. Guess what they don't, honestly, of all the things that they allow on social media, violence is not one of them.
Oh,
you can't even say, like, violence. You have to call it, like, violins or some dumb shit. On stupid TikTok or whatever garbage. You have to call it corn or whatever instead of porn. What is happening to these fucking people?
What's happening to these guys? I just don't know. Also, this poor victim, he was trying to protect another homeless person, and that was a gal, and that was who they wanted to steal the booze from.
It was very sad.
And then she said, he protected me, and then the girls punched him repeatedly. And then she walked away because she was frightened, and one of the girls followed her. And then she said that, bleeding. I didn't know if they had a knife. I was just scared. And then they stabbed his belly.
It's bad. It's a bad story. Your kids need to be locked up. And I think that if you got 16-year-olds, even just remind them, tell them the story. And I think, honestly, shutter them in for the weekend without their knowledge. Why? Just have them understand, break their spirit a little bit, have them understand that they have no control for a little bit longer until you release them back out amongst the rest of us. Because I don't know what your kids are doing out there, but they're all getting jacked. They're
it's scary.
I see these kids. They're all lifting weights and they're all shaving their heads. And I don't know what's going on. These kids need to be more scared of adults. And that starts at home.
I suppose so. So according to Toronto Mayor John Tory, everyone in our city deserves to be treated with dignity and respect.
They really got to.
I am so saddened to know what happened.
And that's why I'm giving free ice cream out to every homeless man I see.
Kind of.
All right, that's what you get. That's what it's a Canadian promise there. You get nothing but free ice cream. And I'll make sure we'll fill your mouth with wood teeth. Because that's what you get here in our health program. They have wood teeth there.
All right. So that was my story that just horrified me.
It's good.
Live from your grave.
You know what I was horrified by? Was the fact that anyone would try to sully the good name of Adam Sandler.
Who the fuck would do that? Even though that one movie wasn't necessarily great.
It's our anti-Zionist.
What was the one where Jill and Jane?
What?
Jill and Jane? Joe and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
It's
kind of funny.
It's got, you know, its moments.
You know what was on the bar, the old screen the other day at the bar there? Little Nicky.
Love
and I
Nicky.
Must say, I love the movie more every time I see it.
I love Little Nicky. It gets funny. Better with age.
It does.
Gets better with age. But this is not Adam Sandler, the actor we're talking about. We're talking about the anti-Zionist cookie monster, Adam Sandler, in the Santa Cruz area that was raising concerns. People were saying, do not engage the man. Honestly, saying a lot of shit that is really, it's hard to hear from Cookie Monster.
It is.
You know, because again, deeply, I'm going to just say, not pro-Israel.
Still a monster. I Very mean, yes, he's so. A cookie he's monster, a cookie but he's still a monster. Don't forget.
He would approach people in his sweaty, smelly, highly local version of a Cookie Monster costume. He puts together.
Was this out here in California?
Oh, yes, Santa Cruz.
So it's 1,000 degrees. Can you imagine?
This is actually where it's very temperate, and this actually was during the wintertime at the time.
Oh, okay.
Because he started in New York as our anti-Zionist Elmo.
He could make it anywhere.
He is.
That's right. I remember that.
He is a dual coast issue.
Well, now I'm looking at the suits between Cookie Monster and Elmo, and I think he just dyed the Elmo suit blue.
It is very, very possible.
I think he took the nose off and dyed it.
He's done a couple of these. And what they call a history of unpredictable, vulgar comments and troublesome behavior. And Adam Sandler, because I guess now it's not illegal to yell shit at people.
No.
Because he would yell about how he was going to kill people. And
that
he was going to beat
illegal.
Him to death
that
with a hammer.
Be.
I don't know. Everyone's saying to steer clear of him.
Yeah.
What I've heard. And sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com. Tell me if this is true. I believe that he has still been around. He has been around because he accuses people of being, does oftentimes very similar to your maybe future wife, Tiffany Gomez, saying that this is you're calling people clones and fake people, like that kind
of
style.
Possibly
he's also,
true.
But a lot of threatening of murders, a lot of threatenings of sexual assault, and a lot of just overall anti- everyone.
Well, this is what's so interesting. So he's been called a serial troublemaker, which is an interesting way of saying criminal.
It's true. And you should see these guys. I like the fun pictures people have in the moments before. There has to be a tableau of the smiling people pictures that people
because
have with him before.
He does. He does make some people smile. It's yin yang. He does say he has no psychological problems whatsoever.
None.
However, they did get a lot of calls saying that this guy was acting inappropriately. And again, he has been in the East Coast, the West Coast. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in Florida.
I think he's going to end up on this House of Representatives of Florida.
It
I think
really
he's going to literally be there and be he's going to run the state.
Cookie Monster, Elmo, I do want to know what's next. If I could interview him. I would just, Baba Wawa, what's next?
Baba Wawa, what's next for you, Mr. Samuel?
What's next?
Mr. Samuel,
because
we've seen some of your previous books, but we're now thinking, what's next for you?
Yeah, apparently he is exercising his First Amendment rights. However, if you have concerns about inappropriate behavior.
He really is like, I think that he is, if he's really getting his First Amendment cardio in there. I mean,
he is getting his cardio in, but apparently if he does do stuff illegal, with inappropriate behavior, they say, call the Santa Cruz police immediately. And then they'll be right on, taking out the Cookie Monster.
I love it. According to Nick Patron, he found Cookie Monster on the wharf. And he said he asked him, he said, you know, I understand, Mr. Sandler. He's looking to make a little bit of money, most likely going through some struggles in life. And he found a way to make a few bucks.
He's been way too sympathetic. That is not New York. New York is, no, man, this guy was Elmo. Since I got to New York. We've all met this man before. There is no, he must have been strong. No, this man is a career criminal.
This is a saint, though. This guy he's talking about, this Nick Padron guy. Because he said the way he did it was he talked to him about God and about how he needed to figure out, like, kind of what's going on. And, so he said that he actually went as far as had to say, like, not only was he fine with me, but I made him chuckle a little bit. Which I think is really fan. It's funny. And so in a 2015 interview, now this is so KRON4.
Okay.
Yeah, KRON4 interviewed Sandler in 2015. He was dressed as Elmo at the time. He was on Fisherman's Wharf. And they said that he believed that he was the center of a harassment campaign, saying people were coming for him. And he said that he told KRON4.
We might actually have the sound. Should we play this clip?
Yes. Let's see what he says.
Let's see.
He's cute, cuddly, reddish, and adored by children and adults alike. There are even dolls that allow you to tickle him, except for the one that's located at San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf. Yes, it's Elmo. Our Stanley Roberts tracks down Elmo and has a revealing conversation with a man known as Evil Elmo in this edition of People Behaving Badly.
Tell me about Camp Rape.
Rape camp.
Okay, tell me about rape camp.
In 1999, I did an adult entertainment site in Cambodia. I wanted to start an outsourcing company that would develop educational media content, and I needed a cash flow. And I thought I was giving opportunities to women who found no other way to make a living but being prostitutes.
You're listening to Evil
Adam. Oh, they cut him off.
But his real name is, get this, Adam Sandler. I'm not making this up. Adam believes he's getting a bad rap. So I asked him, why is he known for yelling at people in New York?
Let's see, hold on 1 second.
Business interests were like hiring investigators to put harassment against me when I was doing my Elmo.
And I giving you money?
And they were like having like 70 people at a time take pictures with me, not give me money, and block me from doing business.
Angry Elmo, Evil Elmo, Mad Elmo. Whatever his name is, he believes what's happening to him is all part of a conspiracy.
I've been a victim of a harassment campaign, I believe, various business interests related to the pharmaceutical industry Michael Milken, because I've done activist work against them.
I would love to explain who Michael Milken is, but I don't have enough time in this segment, so might I suggest you try to Google him.
All right.
Anyway, Evil Elmo was also busted for an extortion plot against the Girl Scouts.
Yes, remember this?
Because I felt they were intimidating me for exercising my First Amendment rights, and I felt they had information about companies who may have been bothering me.
He was saying that
now that he's here, he has already
been that Girl Scout camp. Yeah, that was great. He was saying that Girl Scout camp cookie, Girl Scout cookies were a front for trafficking Girl Scouts.
Yes, it's fully loaded. It's the parody to Lethal Weapon.
Well, yeah, and
that's
I'm looking
starring Tim Curry.
Yes,
that's literally where he got it from.
Well, I'm looking at Michael Milken
right now. Who the hell is Michael Milken?
This is a very long, that's exactly what the reporter was saying.
Oh my God.
He's a very complicated, you could see that this guy was in the middle of multiple conspiracy theories because I'm seeing Securities and Exchange Commission.
Oh,
he's
my
a billionaire.
God.
I see the word Den of Thieves. I see couples. God knows what this guy is.
He does look like an evil piece
of
shit.
He does. God knows what he does.
He sort of looks like the guy in the Elmo mask, but he doesn't need the Elmo mask. His head is large as a bagel.
That I will say, he's mad. Evil Elmo was mad.
After I heard him speak, though, he might be onto something.
Oh yeah, was it rape camp?
No,
was that what he was on?
That was the Cambodian. That seems to be him admitting to human sex trafficking. And there's a lot to unpack with that.
Yeah,
I was thinking more of this multi-billionaire. He had to get a pardon from Donald Trump.
Yeah,
Michael
Milken's not.
He's a junk bond king. That's like a junk bond.
Michael Milken is separate from this.
Yes, he
is bad. Yeah, God knows what he.
But if Evil Elmo versus Milken does happen, I actually would have to take Evil Elmo's side.
Well, I have to get both. We have to get rid of both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They both are. It's the Suicide Squad. You know what I mean? They're on the same. They're fighting against each other, but they are all not on the right side. I don't know what Michael Milken does. He doesn't sound cool. I'm not into it. But Evil Elmo is also just like he is. You know what's hard?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make him calm down.
Right. Yeah.
When it comes down to Adam Sandler, Evil Elmo, our Adam Sandler.
Right.
That's what I'm going to go on as far as to say.
Yes.
Adam Sandler, the famous comedian, he's not our Adam Sandler, unfortunately, because we don't know him personally. We're much closer to knowing this Adam Sandler than the real Adam Sandler.
Yeah. We're much closer to becoming this Adam Sandler.
Well, I could see a couple of right turns.
To be fair, I'm not. Yeah, he looks different than I expected.
Why do these guys have full heads of hair?
That's the thing.
That's the shit that drives me up the fucking wall. This guy's got a full head of hair that he covers with the helmet. If I had hair, I'd show it.
Yeah, he has got to be one stinky mess in there. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man, he reeks of alcohol and fucking BO, dude.
And also, again, just a tourist note, never take a picture with any of these people. They
never
demand
once.
Money, and if you don't give it to them, they harass you and they ruin your whole trip and they'll kill your family.
Well, the thing is, I'm again, straight up, Times Square, if you're in Hollywood, and one of these.
Never do
just
it.
Just don't fucking touch them.
Don't look at them.
I know we
don't
have friends that are like, we have friends that are real character actors.
Oh, there's a difference between all that. Over the world.
Yeah, yes. Real character actors that you mean say like, but just like, just these things is you don't know who's under that. We've made that joke several times.
You never
like,
know.
When you touch the back of one of these actual costume characters in one of these places, Times Square, Mexico City, when you touch their backs,
yeah,
you feel the man that's inside the
heat,
of the character.
Yeah, and there's multiple pictures of him with children.
Yeah, and they're all and just, again, they're all at waist height. They're all hugging like, the hip, face to hip.
Seems like that rape camp, seems very criminal. It took place in Cambodia.
I just, I'm like,
all right,
why start rape camp? You know what I mean?
It seems like the man has a lot of things going on.
You know what, actually,
he probably doesn't need to
saying, you know what
anywhere.
Actually sounds more innocent, even after saying that? Gape camp.
Yeah.
Because that's
anything.
Just innocent. That's consensual gaping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see him with the assault rifle.
Yeah,
there's Evil Elmo. He's doing great.
Anti-Semitic there. All right, well, my story here is critics.
Who needs them?
I don't like them.
Who needs them?
And when I
critics
think,
more like fucking suck my ass, X, you pieces of fucking shit.
Well, I mean, oftentimes you're a critic because you can't do. Look
That's
at Roger Ebert. Roger Ebert made one of the worst movies of all time, and he had the audacity to criticize some of the films that I love the most because he hated
what?
Horror movies. Every
now,
horror movie, like, damn, I was like, shut up.
He can't suck dick in heaven.
Because he is dead.
He ain't got none of them lower suckies.
And
honestly,
Siskel
but
is dead.
Yeah, he is also
Are they
dead.
Both dead?
Yes, they're both dead. But Roger Ebert, of any of them, he tried. He did make one movie. He made
yeah,
Beyond the Valley
sucked.
Of Bugs. And people like that movie.
All right. So there was this guy, and he was German, and he had a ballet company, right? And so you put on shows.
You do.
And there was this one critic of this ballet, and he called one of his productions boring and disjointed, okay?
Yeah, so yeah, which critic- I get it. And if you fucking come with me a boring and a disjointed, again, I'm trying to do anything but be boring. I'd rather be aggravating than boring.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Right? So then,
yep.
So because of this, this guy, Marco Gocchi, he's the head of the Hanover State Opera's ballet company. This critic showed up to his most recent show, and he said, motherfucker, Tony's over there.
That
wow.
guy. That motherfucker.
That
called
critic
me,
was over there.
He dared to call my fucking shit. Boring and disconnected.
Disjointed even. Even worse. So then he picked up a bunch of dog shit, right? The director did. And he went over to the critic and then he rubbed it all over his face.
Got him.
And he said, what's boring and disjointed now? I don't know if he said that, but I would assume he did.
Yeah, but he'd be in German. So he'd be like, I can.
Yes. And so one of the, Gocchi, he had expressed fury over Huster's review, and it was published in the Faz.
Is it Gocchi
on Saturday?
Or is it Gocchi?
Huster had written, one alternates between a state of feeling insane and being killed by boredom. Yeah? Well, now you're about to have a bunch of dog shit smeared all over your face.
I think that it's good for people to understand. If I were to say, it was somebody who said, like, the thing about Mike Tyson was famous about saying about how people on the internet, it's nice because they can safely say wherever, whatever they say without being worried about getting punched in the face.
Yeah, only Mike Tyson said that. No one else has ever said that.
No one's ever said that.
And
but,
so,
but you know, this concept of you sitting here and you're writing your little doodles about somebody's
I think it's
hard
everybody
work.
Has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yes. You sit here, right? And you're like, oh, I know what's best about ballet. And I should know. I have this fucking fat ass and I sit here and I watch it all day. Right?
Well, he's ready.
I watch, ballet. I know everything about ballet. I watch hours of it.
Well, the man, he's writing for Fass. And then his name is Huster. And this is what he had to say. So I actually understand. Because it's okay, fine. You can critique my work, art. I don't give a flying fucking
shit. I mean, again,
shit.
You're fucking
okay?
Whatever. You don't got to walk on my moccasins.
But then he says, in watching the performance, and he compared it to passively watching the sea from, quote, behind a glass, let us sit in the warm, looking at a winter beach, like
and
in a permanent
nerdy.
State of
that,
retirement.
That's nerdy as fuck. Oh, was it a woman? Oh, the critic was a woman.
Hooster.
Whoa, that's why everyone's mad. If it was
why?
A dude, people wouldn't be mad.
I don't think anyone's mad.
They wouldn't be mad that he rubbed poo-poo in her face because it was a lady. And they look at her, they're like,
no,
oh,
she's not a lady or
she
a
looks
man.
Like a
she's
meemaw.
A critic.
I know. You're telling me. But I'm looking at her. That's a meemaw, right? They're like, oh, meemaws, you shouldn't be rubbing shit in meemaw's face. You know who also was a fucking meemaw? Joseph Mengele's wife.
One alternative between the state of feeling insane and being killed by boredom. I'm sorry.
That's fighting words, dude.
Them are fighting
that's
words for the
poo-poo rubbing words.
It's the ballet. So anyway, Huster recounted the incident, saying that Goyke, he had suddenly pulled the bag from his pocket. With the open side of the bag, he rubbed the dog excrement on my face. When I felt what he had done, I screamed, "Not so bored now,
not so
are you,
bored Huster?" Have a dose of pepper then.
Yeah, indeed.
You bored fucking bitch. You weren't stinky before, but you're stinky now.
Yeah, Huster.
Now you got that mud. You're going to get that mud face.
So Huster was all distressed, right?
You're like, and you're like, and then she'd leave, and you're like, oh, and then she's got all the poop board in her face. And like, hey, wait a second. Is that the Prime Minister of Canada on his way to a Halloween party?
Hello. Well, Justin Trudeau is known to wear a blackface. He's a total piece of shit. So, then she, so one of her assistants had to go to the bathroom with her and wipe off all the dog shit.
See, again.
And then she went to the cops.
That fucking weak critic. Couldn't even, that's how bad critics are at doing anything by their own fucking hands. And yeah. They literally couldn't go wash their own dog shit off their own mouth. They need to depend upon the work of somebody else to get their shit across the line.
Well, you know,
is again another example. Another example. Unbelievable. Look at that. I hate seeing how white her face is in that picture.
Well, and
I hate seeing it.
I mean, to be fair, he looks like Dr. Dieter Laser. He looks like he's about to sew a bunch of people's assholes together. They're all German. Yeah, okay, they're all German, so keep that in mind.
Yes, the ballet director does look like he's I couldn't help but notice your mouth is wide enough to be the middle.
So, lastly, the Lower Saxony chair of the Association of German Journalists. Do you know what his name is? Frank Riga. You know what he says?
No.
This is nothing less than an attack on freedom of press. So there you go. So the dog poopy, that was a story that really got me going.
You know,
in 2023,
it's sort of like, I do understand in one way that, like, yeah, obviously it's assault and it's an overreaction, but you know,
it's the theater.
Live from your grave.
All right. Here's one that fucking haunted me. We went through a lot of stories. Again, it's been a long year.
It has.
It's been 7 months of it. 8 months?
Dude, we got 4 more months of this year left.
I mean, it really is, but we had a lot of food-based controversies.
A lot.
You know, we dealt with the idea that we know for a fact that Subway has been knowingly not serving tuna for years.
Nope, and again,
it's a protein flake.
Their bread has so much sugar in it, it's technically like cake in every other country.
It's not good. But I remember one of the biggest things we covered this year was the Buffalo Wild Wings admitting in a sarcastic way, which you should never do, that their boneless wings are not wings, because they say it's true. They are meat collectives. They are little meat lumps. They are an aggregate of chicken meat.
I mean, that's
into
why they,
a nugget.
That's the perfect. I mean, technically, they say America's a melting pot. Why can't America be a Buffalo Wild boneless wing? Bring us together and bathe us in that sweet, sweet barbecue sauce.
I love Nuggies.
Yeah, I do too. I'm actually a fan of Buffalo Wild Wings. They always have ice cold beer on tap. It's gonna you're gonna get that C+ experience that only America can bring you.
I always remember this because they tried to sue him, right? Alman Halim. He's trying to sue Buffalo Wild Wings.
This guy's a serial sewer, though.
Yes, he was one of those guys. Yes. But he said that the quote unquote boneless wings were just slices of chicken breast meat deep fried like wings.
What's the complaint?
Because he said it's a clear-cut case of false advertising.
I wish it was out of one breast. No, it's a goo.
You know what I think he should have done is, it sounds like he was hangry before he put out the lawsuit, where he should have had one of these boneless wings and he would not have thought like
exactly.
Right? Because, but then relax. Buffalo Wild Wings then famously came out responding to the allegations with, "It's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0%. Buffalo.
All right. I like this response from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Honestly, it's judo, but baby. The thing about the internet, you got to judo these people.
You do.
They come at you with the energy that they think that they're assaulting you with, and you give it right back.
Steven Seagal had absolutely used his own weight against himself.
Man, you see, I was listening to a lot of that song. You were in to hear about him, like, because, you know, he went like full like Jamaican for a while.
It was 2004. I believe it was called The Strut. Was it The Strut?
Yeah. Do you remember that song?
No, I don't remember it, but I heard it.
Dude, you should re-listen
and,
to that
no,
song.
No, I let's play it. We can play Steven Seagal's The Strut. We're just having I believe it's The Strut. It might not be that.
No, you are correct. It is. I'll play right here.
Okay. Punani, sif make me name.
Me want the body, him want the punani. I mean, the way nice.
He likes that punani.
I mean, what can you say?
When the girls start to strut, you could look at their butt, you shouldn't do that.
You know, he just does it, doesn't he? He is a man who, in almost...
He's a voice like almost, a theremin.
Almost an inspiration in that he just does.
He really
the
is.
Other guy gets his asshole licked by a dog.
One day,
Steven Seagal just went through a reggae phase.
I will rewrite his Steven Seagal biopic and just called Just Short.
Yep.
Of inspiration.
Just Short.
And because that's the thing. Is he's again, not. It's the slide into different cultures because he's both Asian. He thinks he's an islander.
I have no idea what he actually is, to be honest.
He's as white as all fucking hell.
That song doesn't tell me that.
No, I make it really nice. I take a look at the punani. He says about the punani, and then he said the dress is covering the kitty or whatever. He calls it the kitty, and then he looks at your butt. Oh, I mean, again, him dancing, him doing the fucking.
Fantastic dancing. And you know, again, those old pictures of him, he was quite a stud. And
yeah, American born. He is from fucking.
Well, yeah, he's American.
He's American. He's from Lansing, Michigan.
Well, so he knows a lot about culture.
Is this a Michigan? Like, is this the official dance of Michigan?
What well, he's maybe. Doing right he looks like he's like, doing the diarrhea dance.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like he's had too much, like. What are they called when you do the pixie dust?
Yeah, he's definitely slapping himself a bunch. But you know what? He's having
from
fun.
He is white. He's very much white. His mother was Irish. His father was Jewish.
There you go. There you go. There's something
He's always slapping his tits.
All right. My next story. This one's actually very good. I would say that this would almost qualify for Hero of the Week, although that's not an official segment on this special episode.
No.
A single mom, she was bullied and ridiculed as a teenager. Why? Kept on pissing her pants.
I heard.
Right? And so she was pissing her pants. Her name is Candy Dixon. Dixon.
What is that? I don't know if that's her real name.
No, that is. That is her real name. She's 29 years old. She lives in Cambon. She spent years ashamed of her condition because she kept on pissing herself.
Yeah, sure.
And she would wet herself in class. And then she would hide her washing from her parents.
Yeah, sure. Because she kept pissing her pants. Yeah.
She had suffered from kidney disease.
But she had kidney disease. All right, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, by the time her parents found out, the gnome mom of three had scars all over her bladder from infections.
Oh, that's really sad.
And she needed to get her fucking kidney removed.
That's really sad.
Yep, she said, I thought my whole life I would live in a bubble where I would never be, where I would have to wear a nappy. When I go out and be ashamed of
a nappy is a diaper in the UK.
Yeah. And she says, I was bullied about it, but my wet knickers are now the reason for me and the family and my children to be independent and have financial stability.
So
why?
She learned, yep.
Because she went on OnlyFans and sells her soiled undies to fans all around the world and
understand,
in prisons everywhere.
The things that you hate about yourself and the things that other people say that they hate about you oftentimes are the things that make you most successful.
Indeed.
So embrace them. There are certain things that bring your flaws closer because certain flaws are actually really helpful. Something like this, pee-pee, no one knows, money on tap.
I also want to say this from Cornwell Live. The title is OnlyFans mom embarrassed about wetting herself for years now sells wet pants. Candy Dixon was once so ashamed of her incontinence that she hid it from everyone she knew.
Wow.
Now she's inspiring others. So you want to piss your pants? You want to look at him? She's a smoke show.
She is hot.
That also helps.
She's hot, but I'm not into the pee-pee. I'm not really into pee-pee play.
No, I know, but I'm saying that it also helps that she's kind of.
She is attractive. Yes. She's very,
nipples
very attractive.
It must be cold out there.
Yeah. Yep. She must be nervous.
Big panties.
They got to sop up the piss. You can't have small panties for this expenditure.
I would make fun of her.
A thong, honestly, would never truly. That's just business sense. Honestly, and I really appreciate that from a merch standpoint.
Yeah.
Because thongs just literally can't absorb enough piss.
Right,
so
of course
not. You need more fabric to absorb the piss.
But they cost the same price.
That's, again, she is setting
the
terms.
You know what she's
got to
get? She's got to get like just a little bit. She's got to, you know when you wear a shoe that's a little bit too big? Then she can just piss herself, goes right down the ankle, goes right to the shoe, drill a little hole in the bottom of the shoe. Next thing you know, no one will even notice.
I just decided to up my shoes a half a size. I'm now deciding I'm going for bigger shoes.
You've been wearing the wrong size shoe?
Well, I have, normally size 9 fits me, but then I've been wearing a bigger shoes and then putting insoles in them. They actually fit much more comfortable and there's more room for my toes.
Interesting. All right. So that's the mum.
That's what. And then
now doing great.
And then for the old 9s that I'm trying to get rid of, if you go to OnlyFans/HenryPoos, I'm going to be shitting in a lot of my old shoes and I'm going to be sending them out because honestly, it seems like, again, I'm sitting on a brown gold mine.
Yeah, brown gold.
It's liquid gold.
Yeah, liquid gold.
Right.
Yeah, because I fucking, whew, man. Sometimes it comes out of me and you don't know.
I know, buddy. That's, you've been really discussing that quite a bit lately.
I've been having tummy issues.
All right.
The last story I want to go to is, you know, we've covered a lot of territory.
Yes.
Especially over the last couple of years. There's been a lot of, the things get really nuts. This is one that, like, this kind of stuck out. Like, cause I was going through old emails. It was like, what do I remember? And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot it. Cause it was a certain term in this article that reminded me of this, which was surgeons extract condom wrapped banana a man ate in what he called a hormonal rage.
Oh, that's right. I remember this one.
It's like a 34-year-old man. He had to be hospitalized. He ate a banana wrapped in a condom in a fit of rage, which resulted in a serious bowel blockage. Apparently, he just fucking slammed it.
Oh, it down his throat.
Yeah.
Well, now, why the condom on there?
I don't know.
I guess it was maybe to help the lube just try to get it down more.
There we go. He said that he just didn't really know. At 6 months, he continued to endorse because his butthole came back. Oh, yeah. You see that?
Yes, it does. It looks like one of those Haagen-Dazs chocolate bars gone horribly wrong.
But I actually wonder why they keep saying hormone. I guess that's why. There was no other
something
details.
Something must have been going
on. I was looking up the details. He said he had a history of depression, the patient. And then I've heard, then we got the response afterwards, which is that apparently, which is true, is that there are men and some people out there, that do enjoy the act of choking on a thing.
Sure. Right?
Like sucking on a banana or a thing while you're jerking off at the same time, right?
Oh, I see.
That's
that.
What you do.
Gotcha.
Or you suck some up your butthole while you're sucking on the thing, right?
Okay.
And so it sounds like this guy just got lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
And he just was sucking on the first side of it. And then it just slid into his gullet. And then whatever he was boofing on the other side, I guess either came out or they're saying it might have went the other way. They're also saying that, like, you know, they're saying they had to pull it out of him. They believe that he swallowed it.
Yeah, it looks like that they did pull it out of him.
But they also slammed it up inside of him. He was mashing up the banana inside of this condom and then sucked it all the way down. But, you know, hey,
well,
again,
good for him.
Whatever keeps you from trying to kidnap a governor.
Yeah.
This is really good. Like, this is what you got to do. Keep yourself focused on what matters, what you can control. And if
I'm surprised this guy isn't a governor.
I mean, you know, I think a lot of governors, I wish that they had as healthy of activities as this, as side
I was looking,
activities.
Yeah, I'm looking at the banana there in the condom. I was like, oh, it must have been an old banana. But then I realized it's probably all shit.
It was inside of him, yeah.
It was inside of his asshole.
Well, it was, I think
so
that
they
it
go through the asshole
solved.
Or his mouth to get it.
It looks like the banana itself was sous vide inside of his own gut juices. Because they pulled that thing out of it, which the condom kept the acid from the belly getting into the condom to dissolve the banana. So it looks like he just mashed up the banana on his own in order for him to force it down his throat.
Oh,
but you know, hey man, hey, good on you, buddy. Because as long as you're allowed, you're completely allowed, I salute you.
All right. Well, I guess the last one. Well, okay. Well, there's one where this ex-deputy is a total sex fiend and there was a bunch of semen in cupcakes there.
Oh, yeah, the semen in the cupcakes one. But that's actually, we've had a couple of those.
Dennis Wallace Perkins is sentenced to 100 years.
You'd be surprised how many. You guys don't particularly understand how, like, sometimes you ask questions about, like, oh, have you studied, have you covered stories? You're like, oh, yeah. You covered the story twice. Do you have any, how many of very similar stories we get? This country is absolutely fucked.
Yeah,
across humans. Yeah. I'll say, I'm sorry, it's humans. Because we get so many of swallowing a big thing so it can come out of his butt. So many jerking stuffed animal. Remember the guy who was jerking off on the bird?
Yeah.
The guy jerking off on the bird. That's like, we got more than one of those, y'all. There's been several gimps
in public.
This shit's real, man. And I don't know whether or not we're setting trends that people are copying but humans, strangely, that's why you guys all get in a tizzy about ChatGPT. Actually, Humans are fairly predictable, and there's many evil elements.
We're bringing ChatGPT into it.
Multiple evil MOs. There's just one evil MO that is getting covered.
Okay, so this guy, he was also charged with a bunch of child porn, 75 criminal charges, and then his wife Cynthia T. Perkins, she served semen in the cake batter, and then she gave it to her Westside Junior High School students. So
I find
she also pled guilty. So anyway, that story was fucking disgusting.
If you're guilty of one, you seem to be guilty of multiple.
Yeah,
like it's never just one. I feel like even that would be nice if it was just a semen based prank. Right. At least we had one.
Well, disgusting.
Prank. Well, yeah, it's feeding
that's
semen
not a prank.
To children.
That's a felony.
Yeah, it's
that's
course,
not
yeah,
the
it's
fart
feeding
thing.
Semen to children.
Well, and then my last thing is this guy, 32-year-old Joby Poole. He ended up stealing a bunch of eggs because he wanted to have a fun for Easter. He allegedly stole a minivan that contained 200,000 Cadbury cream eggs.
Yes. And then he brought it back, right? And the idea that they go and they try to find it and get it back, and he was trying to run a whole Cadbury cream.
It was pretty cool.
A black market.
He allegedly used a metal grinder to break through a gate and into the truck. The extravagant theft took place on Saturday 11th in February.
Different sort of crime.
Yes, indeed. And all he wanted to do was just steal a bunch of Cadbury eggs.
That's it.
It was 40,000 British pounds or $48,000. So that's kind of an innocent story.
That is a criminal I can sort of understand.
Yes, he just wanted a bunch of people to have eggs. Real eggs, but
I've been contemplating the concept of, like, you know, these Wagyu beef trucks, man. They're vulnerable.
I never saw one before.
They advertise all the time like little sluts.
No, but
you ever
I don't
seen
think
these?
There's Wagyu in it.
Oh, yeah.
What is? No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. You ever seen a meat truck?
I don't think so.
You never look at one of those meat trucks and think of you like?
I don't know what a meat truck is.
Listen, right? The guy gets a cut. The driver gets a cut.
Yeah, but there's a lot of cameras. And
I get
it's
a couple of
it.
Cops in. Right?
Yeah, I bet you.
We all get a cut. There's but no then, fucking
buddy,
insurance covers
having,
this meat.
If you're having liquid dumps, Wagyu is fine, but it's not an everyday meat. And if you eat a 6-ounce Wagyu, you are going to shit blood.
It's a victimless crime.
Well, the Wagyu, the cow.
No, but it's already dead. That murder has already happened.
At that point,
it's already dead. It's a victimless crime.
Well, what about
everybody gets meat.
But what about the bizarre meats, for example, in Las Vegas who was waiting in the Wagyu because there's people like you who want to go there and myself.
Insurance.
Yeah, but then we would have a
They just time. Got beat by the system. They just got beat by the Robin Hood of meats.
There you go, the Robin Hood of meats.
Because guess what I will do? Yeah, I might, obviously, you'll get some slices. Ed will get some meat.
I'm not sure if I want your stolen meat.
I mean, like, but
I can't be complicit.
You're just going to get the meat and you're just going to not ask any fucking questions.
That I do.
All right,
I can do.
You see? Again, that's how you do it.
Thanks
right?
for the meat.
That's Lee all Brown. You have to say.
Thanks for the meat.
Congrats.
Where'd you get the meat?
No, I say, whoa, buddy.
Shouldn't have asked.
Thank you.
All right.
Now you've been none of your business. Right? That right there.
Say less.
That's not say less. That's none of your business. Right? Or it's like what's
piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Yep.
Sure. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for listening to this special
episode.
I'm
really surprised you don't want to be more in on this.
All
it takes is one shipment of beef.
Don't want to go to prison for
a
Wagyu
whole summer's
beef.
Made. No, we got the cops in. The guys that count.
I feel like the guys that are going to go in on this are going to be the same cops that are like snitching real fast.
But then what happens is that we go into court, right? Everyone's coming for us. But what we then reveal is that we did a cookout for Skid Row with Wagyu beef. They
I
never
don't
had
think
it
that's going to help.
They never had this shit before. We get them all this like premium cut.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to help in the court
system. $75 a pound Wagyu. Yeah, of course not. Right.
Yeah.
I had to deal with a homeless woman. Well, I was leaving the weed store the other day and she was like, hey, it's my birthday. Can I get a joint? Right. And I had bought a couple of big blunts. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure. And I went to go give her the blunt and she grabbed my bag of the weed. I bought a bunch of weed. She grabbed it in my hands and she was going like, pretending to steal from me. Right. And I was like, you're funny. You're funny. And then I gave her the blunt. Right. And she took the blunt and I was going to go leave. And she's like, wow, I owe you. Wow, I owe you. And I was like, nothing. You just take that. You keep that. And she was like, I suck your dick.
Oh,
and I didn't take
that
it.
Nice.
So again, like that's what I'm giving these guys. But it was a crazy one, and all the keef and shit. I hope it doesn't turn her into a full schizophrenic.
It sounds like maybe that wasn't the best thing to give her.
But at the same time, like we'll do that for Wagyu. These guys have never experienced
I would have
Wagyu.
Preferred you give her Wagyu because
I can't let that go. Spoken.
Yeah.
But something like this, again,
you give her a whole blunt.
And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting here like we're in court, right? And everything, we're heroes then. And then they're not going to be able to turn us back because, again, we didn't look for money. We're just trying to get the meat.
Well, that is one possibility of what could happen if you stole a bunch of meat from a Wagyu meat truck.
It's a victimless crime.
It is not.
It's the same as sex work.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening.
Hail Satan.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail me. We'll see you when we're back next fucking week.
Magoostalations, thank you all so much.
And we've been here, though.
Hope you're having
so it's like we didn't leave.
Hope you're having a wonderful summertime.
We've been here the whole fucking time. We've never left.
Fall is looming, and it will be dark soon.
And just so you know, all fall, we're like the next month, we're going to have some fucking very, very, very gnarly true crime.
I'm very excited. I feel so old. I can't believe it's already almost like October Halloween.
You're 40, you're 49.
I'm 42.
Yeah?
I'm 42.
Well, actually, I thought you were 41. I thought you were 41.
No, I'm 42 now.
Fuck.
Every year, you add one. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Hail yourself.
Bye.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.